You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Mark chapter 16 and verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto
Ministries. 11. For prayer requests, you can go to our website, powerevangelism.net, and submit your prayer request. Sell your donation, order products, and get upcoming events, and also read about testimonies of what God is doing around the world in Power Evangelism Ministries. You can leave us your name, your number, and your prayer request, and one of our prayer partners will call you back in a timely manner. This is regarding business. Please leave us your name, your vendor number, and one of our office staff will give you a call back. God bless you, and thank you again for calling Power Evangelism Ministries. Jesus is Lord, and have a blessed day.
And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news, the gospel to every creature of the whole human race. He who believes and dares to entrust in and relies on the gospel and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not dare to entrust in and rely on the gospel and him whom it sets forth will be condemned. Now we're going to go back to verse 14. The spirit of unbelief is the most subtle, unusual visitor. This man had walked with Jesus, that ate with him, that witnessed the miraculous before he was crucified, and yet they did not believe when he rose from the dead. How did this spirit gain access? Today, in this healing school, you're gonna learn key principles and deep things about healing. But we have to first of all deal with the hindrance. What is the hindrance to healing? Unbelief. The Lord doesn't take unbelief lightly. He does not like it, and he will not operate where there is unbelief. God will not operate where there is unbelief. If we allow unbelief to stay, we hinder ourselves from experiencing healing. We have to believe. God can heal all sickness. When even was come, they brought unto him those who were sick and he healed them. He can heal all sickness, remove it. But unbelief is an insult to him.
Welcome to another edition of Piercing Darkness. We're excited you're tuning in today. Today is Saturday, and it is December the 1st, 2018. It is Christmas season. Can you believe it's already December? But we got some great news to start off the month for you. Daughters of Zion Women's Conference 2018 is happening tonight at 6 p.m. The doors open, and you're welcome to attend with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, and special guest speaker, Pastor Peggy Zealous from the Solemn Deliverance Pool Ministries of Lincolnton, Georgia. She's been pastoring for over 15 years and been a minister all her life. Her dad was a former pastor of the church, and now she's taken over and expanded the ministry. And she has a gift to reach women, the brokenhearted, those that are offended, those that are just need encouragement, or whatever you're dealing with emotionally, stressfully, or just in life. She's married. She has children, so she can talk to women that are married. She can talk to single women. She has a lot of things she can advise you as a woman of God who's been a minister. And also the man of God, apostle, who's a minister all over the world, has a word from heaven that will really encourage the women of God in their faith and help them reach their destiny and the divine inheritance God has for them. I want to encourage you tonight at 6 p.m. at the Marriott by Courtyard, 1601 North Congress Avenue in Boynton Beach. If you're coming from Port St. Lucie, if you're coming from Jupiter, if you're coming from up in Stewart area, wherever you may be, Palm Coast, Palm Bay, take I-95 South. You're going to go all the way past West Palm Beach. You're going to go to Gateway Boulevard, take a right off that. You'll go to Congress Avenue, take a left, and it's on the right-hand side, right in front of the Boynton Beach Mall there on Congress Avenue. Again, 1601 North Congress Avenue. You can put in your GPS, it'll take you right there. If you have any more questions, please give us a call, 561-337-9218. It is free admission and free parking to attend as well. We have one of the ladies, Sister Raquel, on the line. Hey, Sister Raquel, thank you for joining the Piercing Darkness radio broadcast today. Are you excited about the Women's Conference tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited to see what the Lord is going to do tonight.
Awesome. Now, I have a question for you. What do you expect God to do tonight? And the women are coming, those that are that maybe need healing in their body, or maybe emotional healing, or maybe they just want to come and experience an on-time word. What do you expect, and what should people expect tonight?
They should definitely expect that the Lord will touch them and deliver them, that He'll meet them where they are, that they're not, you know, too far gone, or they're not someone that the Lord will reject. He will welcome them with open arms, and you know, the Lord will heal them, deliver them, set them free. It's going to be an amazing event.
Praise God. And also one more question I have for you. What has God done through your life, since you've been coming to Power Bench Ministries, Apostle Ministry, what has God done through your life that you can tell us over the years in your personal life and spiritual growth?
Well, I can say that, wow, there's so many things the Lord has done. It's difficult to number them, but I can say that, you know, as a young woman growing up, I've had a hard time over the years, and this ministry has really helped me, encouraged me in this walk of faith. And, you know, I've met the Lord through this ministry, and the Lord has saved me, delivered me from so many different things, and He's continuing to encourage me through this ministry. So it's such a blessing to be a part of what God is doing.
Amen. You may come in since you were young, you're 11, 12 years old, 9 years old, am I correct?
Yes.
And now you're a woman of God, now you're in 20s, you're a grown woman now, you're doing well, and working in school and all that good stuff, and serving God and singing prophetically. I got a question for you, and I know it's a very personal question, but I think God has healed you from this and be able to minister, and you got something you can say. So let's say somebody that listened and they lost a loved one, like you lost your mother who went home to be with the Lord from cancer. She served God and took you to church. What if somebody out there, like, you know, they're brokenhearted, they feel like they lost a loved one, they feel like there's no hope? What can you tell them why they should come to this event and how God can help them at this event tonight?
Well, I can actually give you my personal experience. After losing my mother, I was very angry. I was bitter. I couldn't understand why the Lord would do something like that. It's like, Lord, you love me, but why would you allow that? And, you know, I can't, still to this day, I can't answer that. But I remember I had some people from the church invite me. They said, come to church, come to church. I finally showed up. And when I did, even in my place where I was angry and bitter, the Lord just overwhelmed me with His love and His comfort. You know, the Bible says the Holy Spirit is the comforter. And He came and comforted my soul, comforted my heart, and made me realize that I was not alone. That yes, I lost someone I loved, but He is right there with me, walking with me. And, you know, if this is something you're believing God to do, I believe with all my heart that He would do the same thing for you.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that. That's very touching and sharing that. You know, I'm sure there's people listening out there that can relate to that. And, you know, this is open to all women, whether you're a teenager or you're, a young girl and you want to come with your mother, and you know, whatever age you are, this is open to all women. you're welcome to come, and I think your life will never be the same. It'll be impacted, and we're excited. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was very touching, and we look forward to coming tonight. And thank you again, and we'll see you tonight at the Daughters of Zion Women's Conference 2018. It's free. Admission starts at 6 o'clock. Thank you again, Sister Raquel, for joining us on the Personality Radio broadcast, and we'll see you tonight in the service. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have some more
women and women call in, and we're excited. You heard from a woman right there, Raquel. She has been in the ministry for many years now and grew up in the ministry and serving the Lord, and it's awesome to see people grow and how God healed her of that trauma she went through, her losing her mother, overcoming the bitterness and the pain and the rejection, and that Jesus will do it for you. So I want to encourage you to come tonight. The location, again, is the Boynton Beach Courtyard by Marriott. It's 1601 North Congress Avenue in Boynton Beach. Or if you can always go to Google and just type in the Boynton Beach Courtyard Marriott, and it'll give you the address, and you can type it in your GPS there as well. I really want to encourage you to come. God is amazing. I remember the first time we had this women's conference, we did the Embassy Suites years ago, and God gave one of the guests Apostle brought in was Jean Bailey, had to overcome rejection. And ministered to everyone there that was attending. And some of the women brought their husbands. So if you say, well, my husband wants to come with me, well, their husbands are welcome to come to the women's conference. It's for women, but they're welcome to come as well. If you have to bring your children, we'll make sure they're taken care of as well. There'll be different sessions, so come. If you can't make it right at 6 o'clock, come at 7 or come at 8. There's going to be different sessions, different speakers coming on, so you're really going to enjoy it, and your life will never be the same. Please don't stay home. There's a lot of things that you can do, but this is really going to bless you, and it's free. The parking is free. The admission is free. There have some coffee and stuff there for you as well. Different sessions you can fellowship with the women of God. And I really think it will really, really bless you. So your life will never be the same. Maybe you need a fresh word from God, or maybe you just need to be ministered to. Or maybe you are a minister and you're listening to this radio broadcast right now. So you know what? I'm a pastor, a minister. I go to church, or I'm a lay person in the ministry, and I just need ministered to as a woman of God. Because a lot of things in ministry, we hide our feelings and we hide things and we just keep going on with ministry. We don't tell people how we really feel. And what's going on until a breaking point comes. So don't let that point come. Come tonight, get ministered to. There'll be some great worship from the Oasis, the Power Fellowship Choir, and our ensemble singers as well. It's some great worship. So I want to encourage you to come out and be a part of this wonderful event. And I think your life will never be the same. So come join us, and I think God has great things for you. Again, the phone number is 561-337-9018. For more information, that's 561-337-9018. 9018 561-337-9018. Call us. So I want to encourage you to call us. We have testimonies. So we're trying to get some more people to call in right now. Some more women have got to call in. So again, we have great testimonies. Many people have been healed, delivered, and set free. One of our ladies who sings in the choir, she suffered a major traffic accident at her job. She works she handles dry cleaning press, where they press a lot of clothes for different companies and people. And one of the machines malfunctioned and fell on her hand, and they thought they were going to have to amputate her hand. It almost burned off completely. Apostle Solly prayed for her. And what happened is she went into some surgeries, but they thought they were going to amputate it. They didn't have to amputate it. She didn't lose her hand, and God restored her hand, and now she can function with it, and she's back in the church singing. So that is the power of God. You know, the Bible says the power of God unto salvation. That's why God does these miracles, so that people can know that Jesus is still alive and he's well, and he heals people and he loves them, so they can turn to Jesus and give their heart to him. And also, I want to encourage you tonight, if you know somebody that doesn't know Jesus and you want to bring them to the service tonight, it would be a great time to hear the gospel and bring them as well. We're going to have some more callers calling in. Again, if you want to call in, please call. You can call our ministry line, and we'll put you on air here to talk about what God is doing. And tonight, don't miss tonight, the Daughters of Zion 2018 Women's Conference. It is free admission and free parking. You say, well, how much does it cost? It's free. How much is the parking? It's free. All you have to do, it's just show up. It's at 1601 North Congress Avenue, and that's in Boynton Beach, Florida. And Boynton Beach is right between Delray Beach and between West Palm Beach. So if you're coming from Delray or Boca Raton or from Fort Lauderdale or Miami area or Papa New Beach, just take I-95 north. You're going to go up to Gateway Boulevard, and you're gonna get off and take a left, and a left going west, and that's Congress Avenue. It's right there. You take a left on Congress going south. It's right on the right-hand side. But yeah.
How are you?
We have a caller. Hey, welcome to the Pearson Darnes Radio Broadcasting. Sister Ruth, God bless you. You have a new baby girl. How can you tell us you're a mother now? So, and tell us what can the mothers, the women of God, and the mothers expect tonight at this Daughter Zion Conference? Can you tell us what they should expect tonight?
Yes, definitely. And I just want to let all the listeners know that. And by the way, thank you, Pastor Brandon, for having me on. I wanted to just say that all the women listening to this broadcasting, tonight we're going to have a very, very, very powerful conference for all the women to come and be equipped. It's important for us to be equipped as a mother. You do need the word. You do need the prophetic. You do need guidance. And raising your children, you're going to learn all this, and you're going to have an impact also, an impartation. You're going to receive impartation also during this conference so that you can go out there and just deposit it into your children. Of course, you will become a better wife, a better mother, a better co-worker, a better Christian. As women, we do need to be empowered. We do need to be equipped to pray, to worship, So we could give back to our community and also give back to our church and become a better person, a better Christian, of course, a better woman. And we all need that. So this women conference is going to be very exciting and very powerful. So I'm looking forward really to hear the word and receive that impartation. And the anointing is going to be present. So I want to encourage every woman listening out there to just come, and you will be blessed. Your life will be changed forever. You will, come out victorious. And if you're sick or if you need guidance, if you need healing, deliverance, restoration, all that will be there tonight at the Crusades, at the conference. So I want to invite you to come, and it'll be very, very powerful.
Well, that's awesome. So let me ask you a question. That's very, very encouraging words there. You said something about prayer. Prayer is very important. I'm going to ask you two questions. What has God done for you through this ministry, Power of Evangelism Ministries, and the man of God, Apostle Solly? This is radio station, so it's a privilege to be able to host the show today while he's getting ready to minister tonight. What has God done for you through this ministry, Power of Evangelism? And also, why is it important for a woman of God to develop a prayer life that will help? Why is it important for that?
Definitely. Well, the first question is, through this ministry, I have received a lot from Apostle Solly. He has ministered to us for over 12 years. He has poured out on us big revelation, deep revelations. The Lord has used them powerfully. Through this ministry, I've been blessed. I came in, of course, as a young adult into the ministry. The word that I've also given me prophetically that I can't go into detail, but the word, I've seen them come to pass. I've received healing. I've received deliverance. I've also walked into a deeper walk with God through this ministry, because Apostle Solly always teaches how to get closer, and also always taught us to have a relationship with God. That's the most important thing. And through that, I've learned how to have a relationship, how to maintain closeness to God, how to worship, and also about the prayer part. It's important for us women to be prayerful, because as women, we do have the power. We have authority over our children. Not that our husbands don't have authority, but as a woman, you carry that child in your womb for 9 months. That umbilical cord is still attached to you. You'll hear women say it's a mother's instinct when something is wrong with their child, even if they're not in the room with their child. You know, so that same instinct, that same thing that you have in you, that, you know when something is wrong with your child, it's the same, it's that thing that the Lord has put in us as women. We should use it also in the spiritual realm to cover our children in prayer. If every woman will just take time in the morning, cover their husbands, cover their wives, cover their family members in prayer, With all these school shootings and all this stuff happening, we need that in the home. We need women to be equipped. We need women to be prayed for. And because God used women, He could speak through us, through dreams, through vision, however you want to put it. But to have a prayer life is very important, because you'll be on fire. You'll be protected. You will protect your husband. You will protect your, you know, your children and your surroundings, your church, your leadership, all that. And if we just take 10 minutes, if we could, every woman could learn that, to just pray, and that would be very, very, very powerful, you know, and it will benefit our communities, our neighborhoods. It will benefit that. So I really would, that's my point, and that's what I think that every woman should get, is a prayer life, a worship life, of course, and just, you know, of course, submit to your husband. But as women, we in the home, you know, as they always say, when keep the woman happy, keep the mom happy, everything will be fine. The same thing, you know, you go to a house, when you get there, if it's well organized, you're like, oh, yes, it's a woman, you know, who did it. Something like that. We have that influence in our school. We have that influence when we go to work. We have that type of influence with our friends, so we can influence them also. If we can get 10, 20 women to get that prayer life, then we could spread it out, and it will become contagious for every woman to just get a prayer life and worship and cover your husband and cover your children in prayer. And when you come tonight, you will receive that invitation from Apostle Sally, and God will use him powerfully to minister unto you.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And thank you for your time. We have another caller here. And now I want to thank you, Sister Ruth. That was really encouraging about mothers. We want to thank you for your time. And God bless you and your child and all that brings to your life. And continue that prayer life. We'll see you tonight at the Women's of Daughters of Zion Conference. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Brenda.
Hello. 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 Welcome to the Pearson Daughters Radio broadcast. Is this Sister Danette, DD?
That's Sister C. Hi.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. And wanted to ask you, are you excited about the conference tonight?
Yes, I am. I advise every woman to come and join this wonderful meeting and be touched by the power of God and have fun and fellowship with women of God just like you. God has done many miracles for me in this ministry. I have two beautiful little girls. I could not get pregnant. Each time I got pregnant, I would have a miscarriage. And after prayer from Apostle Anna Sally, I have my two beautiful girls. So God can do a miracle for you tonight. Come join us tonight at the Marriott Courtyard next to Brighton Beach Mall. See you there.
Oh, awesome. I was gonna ask you to give us the address and the location. You did it for me. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're too honest. So let me ask you a couple questions before you go, Dee Dee. I know you got two little kids. You got to take care of those little wonderful blessings from the Lord. What can women of God expect? And they don't have to be a part of our evangelism. They can come from anywhere. This is open to the public. So what can women of God expect? Or maybe just say, you know what, I'm new in the faith. But what can they expect tonight from Apostle Sally and Pastor Peggy and whoever and the ministers are going to be speaking tonight? What can they expect to come and experience tonight?
They can come and expect the glory of God and presence of God in the building. They're going to be teaching and inscripting about the Word and showing us the way and steps to live in life as women and to step up our prayer life and to worship in His glory. Amen.
So God has given you two wonderful children, and your family's part of the ministry. And can you tell us, I'll ask you another question, what can since you're a mother now, what can mothers expect and for them and their children to be imparted in this conference? And also, what has God done through you through this ministry? I know He gave you two kids. What else has God done for you and your family through this ministry over the last many years? And why should people come tonight that are women?
I believe every mother should come and come experience this meeting, because we're going to learn on how to pray for your children, because the devil is always out to attack. And you're going to be able to learn scriptures and learn how to attack the enemy in the spirit. Through this ministry, God has blessed me with a wonderful husband, and I've also started my business, and God is blessing that through this ministry, and I've been in the ministry for over 10 years, and God is always, miracles are always happening. Every time I come to service, there's a miracle. So come expect your miracle tonight if you come.
That's very, I like what you said. God bless you, but also God bless your business as well. Well, dude, want to keep on. Thank you so much. We'll see you tonight at the Women's Conference, 6 o'clock. God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air. Is this Melinda?
Yes, this is Melinda.
Hey, thank you for calling in the Piercing Gardens Radio Broadcast and taking time for your wonderful son, Wyatt. I know you're busy with your son. So I want to ask you, thank you for calling this radio broadcast. Women of God, Daughters of Zion Conference tonight. What can people expect, and what are you expecting God to do tonight through the man or brother speaking?
Well, what people can expect is to just be an overflow of receiving blessings, miracles, and just whatever you need deeply inside of you from God, from the word that's going to be shared by the woman of God and apostle. And I'm expecting God to just change my life and just to restore my passion and my zeal, and for me to come and get my blessing, because I don't want to miss out on anything that God is going to bring down in the atmosphere tonight. So I encourage everybody to come, all the women, all the young women, the daughters, the sisters, the aunts, the cousin. I encourage everybody to come tonight.
I like that. Thank you for doing that. It was very good. I'm glad you hit on all those points, because we want to make sure everybody's invited.
It's all
ages and all women of God, and you have family. You need to bring your children. You're welcome to come as well. So I like that, all ages. Let me ask you a question. What has God done to your life for this ministry? And also, the second question is this: What are a lot of women in the day struggling with that they need ministering to, that you think they need to come and they get ministered to? Is it inner healing? Is it emotional stuff? What can you tell us that you know God can do for them tonight?
Well, I would definitely share a very quick testimony. Like around this time last year, I had just given birth to my son, and in the hospital, I developed eclampsia. And that meant my blood pressure was skyrocketing. Didn't know what was going on. I had a very tough pregnancy. And after Apostle prayed for me while I was in the hospital, they kept me for about 5 days. All of that went down. All the medication that they were giving me wasn't working. But when Apostle prayed for me, it went down. He prayed for my pregnancy. And, you know, there were so many trials and all this stuff. But God heard his prayers and heard my prayers and was able to deliver me and have me deliver a healthy baby boy. So around this time last year, God was moving, and the miracle and the blessing and everything was happening for me. And I wouldn't have received that if I wasn't in this ministry, if I wasn't, like many people, women today suffer emotionally. They suffer, you know, where they need something and they don't know where to turn to, whether it be to a man, or it be to, you know, drugs, or it be to anything emotionally. But the one thing that I had to turn to was God and Apostle in this ministry, because he was able to pray for me. And that was able to keep my emotions in check, keep me in check, and allow me to receive my blessings.
Well, that's really interesting. That's a beautiful testimony. We give you the praise that you have a healthy baby boy, an awesome husband, and you have cooking and catering, a lot of good stuff. We have blessed you. I have one more question for you before you go here. Thank you again for your time. So let's say somebody's never been to Power Rangers ministry. They got a flyer on their car. Maybe there's people listening on the radio right now. So there are a lot of people listening on the radio. So, you know what? I want to go to this conference. I heard about this ministry, but I want to go, but I'm part of a church, or maybe I'm just coming through town. Are they welcome? They're all welcome to come. What can they expect? They've never been to one of our Women of God, a Woman of Daughters of Zion Conference. What can they expect and like to God to do for them?
Well, I mean, whether you're coming to visit, or if you're in a different church and you heard and you saw a flyer, however you found out about the Daughters of Zion Conference, you're welcome. Everybody's welcome. All the women, young children, everybody's welcome. And honestly, I believe that for them, they should expect something, a change, a difference of how they experience God and they would receive from God and how to connect with God. Because, I mean, nowadays you can call yourself a Christian, but sometimes you don't know how to worship. You don't know how to connect with God. You don't know how to have a relationship with God, and I think you will be able to receive that tonight in the Daughters of Zion.
Well, thank you for moving your Wyatt. And Wyatt said amen to his mom's comments. God bless you so much. You're a mother now, and we appreciate all your support. And we'll see you tonight at the Daughters of Zion Conference. Thank you again for a little bit of your time. 1601 North Congress Avenue in Boynton Beach at the Courtyard by Marriott. 6 p.m. free admission and free parking. Don't miss. It's going to be awesome. Thank you. God bless you. We have another caller coming in just a minute. We're going to interview her. She has a powerful testimony. Oh, man, it's really powerful. All these testimonies are great. They're encouraging. Now, you may say, well, I'm not physically sick. I don't need a miracle. Maybe you need emotional healing. Maybe you need the fire of God back, like one of the callers said, that you want to keep a fire back. She wants to get that passion back, you know. Maybe you need that. Or maybe you need something to stir you up. Or maybe there's something you're dealing with that only God knows, that the prophet or the woman of God that's come to speak will know and identify and speak a word in your life that's going to help you. I want to encourage you, wherever you are, listening to the sound of this radio wave, come out tonight. Take time away from your schedule and dedicate some time to God. And God will honor you and bless you for that when you take time aside from your busy schedule in life and put Him first. God only asks for 10%. That's why He only asks for 10% of the tithe in the Bible, and offerings and alms are above that. But He said, I want to test you 10%. So if we can't give God 10% of our day or 10% of our weekend, now God's going to minister and bless us. So this is free to come to. I encourage you to dedicate this couple hours tonight to the Lord, and He will truly bless you. We have another prayer to play in. Once. Praise the Lord. Sister Rosette, this is Chris Dunn Radio Broadcast. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. We're enjoying talking to all these women of God that are calling in. So we have a Daughters of Zion Women's Conference tonight. You're live on 89.9 FM, Christian Dunn Radio Broadcast. This is the Apostle Solid Show. And I want to ask you a couple questions. What can the women of God, the young girls, the adult, the young women, the single women, the married women, what can they expect tonight at the Daughters of Zion Woman Conference at 6 o'clock? What can they expect?
Oh, tonight is going to be a lot going on tonight. If you're expecting a miracle from God, come in and receive your miracle. If you're sick in your body, if you cannot get pregnant, if you try to get pregnant, you can get one, and just believe that God will do a miracle in your life tonight. It's going to be a lot of things going on tonight. So I'm asking everyone that could make it tonight to come tonight to receive their deliverance.
Well, let me ask you, you said something. If they can't get pregnant now there's probably some women out there. I know a lot of women struggle to get pregnant. They try all kind of stuff. I mean, we see celebrities doing all kind of things trying to get pregnant. Someone can't get pregnant, you know. And one of the celebrities just said she couldn't have a baby. She just did something else to have a baby. Took her, like, many miscarriages, and she still couldn't have a baby. But you went through that, and you came to the ministry. Tell us how many miscarriages you have, and when a man of God prayed and prophesied of your life, what happened? Tell us you have a baby now, right?
Yes. I have 13 miscarriages. 13 miscarriages. But every time I keep having a miscarriage, I never got discouraged, but I know that God going to do a miracle in my life. And a pastor always prophesied over my womb. He's saying that I'm going to carry a baby, and I just keep believing. I don't listen to what people are telling me out there. I don't listen to nobody, but one thing is focus on my Father in heaven, and then just keep believing in the prayer.
Amen. And so, I'm just going to help you here. So last year, the man of God prayed over you, and he prophesied, and he said, you're going to carry a child. You went home, you got pregnant. And you went to the doctor, right? And the doctor said you were sick. And he said, no, you're not pregnant. He told me, yes, you are. You went and got a pregnancy test from the store, right? From maybe.
Yeah, he said I was menopause. Like, when you're menopause, you cannot get pregnant at all.
Uh-huh.
So he said he did the first test. He said the number is very high that I'm not going to be able to get pregnant. So I asked him, I said, how come that happened? And I'm still young, and you tell me that I'm menopause. So I went back again. He said yes. And then I went and bio pregnancy test. The pregnant said that I was pregnant. So I went back to him after he done a pregnancy ultrasound, and they saw that I was 3 months pregnant.
And this time you just have to, how old is the baby now?
The baby just turned 4 months.
And Josiah, right? Josiah then? Right?
Yes, Josiah.
Josiah,
yes.
I remember his name. So Josiah is 4 months, and the man of God prophesied last year. So the prophetic word that the Apostle Solly prophesied over you came to pass. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that is. That's very amazing. And people from the hospital, it's like they're so shocked. They say, how come that happened? Because they know that I couldn't get pregnant anymore. And they just like, they couldn't believe that.
So the prophetic. So this is what's amazing. I just want to say this, that the miracle that God did for you shocked God in nursing it, and it shocked science, because God is above that. So anybody that's struggling to get pregnant tonight should come back. And not only those people that maybe you say, "Well, I don't need. I already had babies. I'm, you know, I'm past whatever." Well, there's something spiritual that God wants to birth in you. A spiritual birth tonight in your pregnancy. Birth something powerful in you. The man of God and the woman that are speaking your life. It's an impart, you know, just like she got a physical miracle, but it was birthed in the spirit. So if you need a physical miracle or a spiritual miracle, you need to come tonight because God's a giant conference. But one more thing I ask you, what can you tell all the single women, the married women, what should they come expecting tonight before you go?
They should come and expect a miracle tonight, because I know it's going to be a lot going on tonight where people are going to be receiving a lot of deliverance. People that have a lot of things going on. If you cannot get pregnant, if you're sick in your body, if you have any kind of sickness in your body, just come and believe and receive your miracle tonight.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, a lot of young girls today, you have a teenage daughter, well, what about the ones, what about the ones that the teenage girls or the young adults, or maybe they're depressed, or maybe they're looking for a man to solve the problem, they're looking for money, or they're looking for this, or maybe they're secretly suffering emotionally, or maybe there's women that are married that are struggling in marriage. What can they expect? Can you talk to the women now on the radio? Talk to them. Say, this is what you can expect tonight. This is how God can touch you and heal you tonight emotionally. Can you talk to them?
Yes, I know there's a lot of people that have things going on with their marriage, or you probably have a teenage kids in your house, and you really God in their life, because sometimes there's a lot of things going on in the school, and there's a lot of things going on in the at home. But it's very important to bring your children to church, and especially for tonight, to receive a miracle from the man of God tonight.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you. Well, tonight's the Daughters of Zion Women's Conference tonight. Women, if you need to bring your children or your husband wants to come, hey, he wants to get blessed, bring your husband as well. So tonight, for all the women, no matter the age, you're all invited to come. Single women, married women, come out tonight. You're going to be impacted. We have a guest speaker, Pastor Peggy Zealous, coming out from Georgia. Yeah, she's coming in with her team, and they're going to minister to you. Apostle's going to minister to you, and it's just going to be a great time, and other people are going to minister as well. So it's going to be a great time. So come out tonight, 6 o'clock, at the Courtyard by Marriott, 1601 North Clarence Avenue in Boynton Beach, Florida. Free admission, free parking. Thank you, Rosette, for your time. And enjoy that miracle, Josiah, and we'll see you tonight at the woman,
Amen.
Woman's Conference, Daughters of Zion. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye. It is 1:37. It's 1:37. It's 37 past the hour here. I'm approaching the top of the hour here. We've got about 23 minutes left of airtime here. This show is brought to you every Saturday, every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast with Power Range Ministries, hosted by the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. And I want to thank all the women of God that called in today. And if you're out there and you're suffering depression, or you need to get pregnant, or you have a teenager that's rebellious, or a daughter, and maybe you have some suffering, or your anxiety, or you just said, I need the fire of God, I need a fresh word from heaven, I'm going through the motions in my spiritual life, come out tonight and be refreshed. We want the team and the man of God, we're going to minister to you. You can go to my fellowship, you can tell the people. And come out, great worship, great time of hearing the word, and also praying for you and imparting things in your life that will really benefit you. If you need prayer, you want to find out more information, please go visit our prayer partners. Are receiving 3 hours a day, 7 days a week, 561-337-9018. We get prayers from all over the world, all over South Florida. So if you're on the Treasure Coast, South Florida, please call. Wherever you are, you want to come, you're welcome to come. It's tonight at 6 o'clock. We have multiple sessions, so if you come at 7 or 8, 9, we'll still be ministering. Even if you whatever time you come and be a part of this awesome time. For more information, call us or go to our website. The website is powerevangelism.net. That's powerevangelism.net. You can go there and get testimonies, events, order products. You can sow a seed. You can support this ministry as well. We are a nonprofit. We're reaching souls for Jesus and demonstrating the power of God, praying for those in need. We're going to move to the studio now. We're going to hear the message from Apostle Solly. And we'll thank you for your friend, the partner, the listener. Enjoy this broadcast. Back in the studio with Karen and there at 89.9 FM, right to the message with the man of God. Enjoy. And don't forget tonight, Women's of God Conference, Daughters of Zion, Women's Conference 2018, 6 p.m. tonight. God bless you. Enjoy this message.
I prayed for this woman. None of them lived beyond 49. Everyone died at before 49. As we are talking now, she's still alive. She's past that age. She must be in the 60-something. So, healing is released, write this one down, when we confess our sins. Because sin brings death. Death is separation from God. Unconfessed sin facilitates an atmosphere for sickness to operate. I'll give an example, like STDs, sexual transmitted diseases. If you want to be healed from that kind of infirmity, you need to stop living in sexual sin. Because if you stop living in sexual sin, then healing will take place. But if you don't stop, then you can't keep it. I'm just giving one example. I'm going to give another example. Unforgiveness. Now you don't understand that if we don't forgive, we will not be what? Forgiven. I went to preach in San Antonio, Texas, and there was a woman in a scooter, crippled. And she was there, and people were being healed everywhere. When I looked at her, God told me, I had this clear that she has unforgiveness towards someone. So I walked straight to her and I said, "You have unforgiveness towards somebody." And she began to cry because God had revealed to me what somebody had done to her that really hurt her a lot. And she had unforgiveness towards the person, and I was blocking the healing. Right there, when she let the person go, the healing power just came, touched her. She got out of the scooter, began to walk everywhere. The next day, she brought a lot of people with her from her church because they wanted to go see what in the world happened to this woman. We've known her for a long time to be in a scooter. Now she's walking freely. Somebody say hallelujah. And the Lord was glorified because she believed the word of God. When we believe and receive, then we experience the manifestation. Not only does God want to heal our physical, he wants to heal our inner man, our soul. Because unforgiveness affects your soul. When your soul is, nobody can bear a wounded soul. When your soul is wounded, it will initiate physical infirmities. They result as, you see, some of them are caused by that wound that was caused by your husband, by your wife, by your parents, something. Whatever happened in your life before. Molestation, abuse, rejection, abandonment, whatever it may be. If you're still holding into it, it has an ability to activate more infirmities. You know, when we don't forgive, it's sin. How do you expect God to forgive if you don't forgive? Well, they did not apologize. You have to remember that they did not know what they were doing. That's why they did it. That's why the Lord was, when he was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Because Satan uses offense to introduce sicknesses in people's lives. So when the healing power is moving in an atmosphere or in your life, you don't want to block it with holding unforgiveness towards people that have offended you. You don't have to do that because it is dangerous. For example, the Bible said there shall be no barrenness in Israel. I pray for a lot of people that cannot get pregnant and they get pregnant. God gave me a revelation. Now you'd understand this, that one of the reasons why people don't get pregnant is because of the curse on the womb. We'll talk about that in the next workshop class, and the spiritual warfare workshop. But as I'm dealing with this, you have to understand that the Bible says we need to be fruitful and multiply. If the word of God is working in you, it bears fruit. So if your soul is holding unforgiveness, what fruit are you bearing? if the word of God is working in you as medicine, if it's multiplying in you, it's giving birth to good thoughts, healthy atmosphere. James chapter 5, verse 14. James chapter 5, verse 14, before we finish. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Then he goes to verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and but pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man maketh tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. What happens after we confess our sins to one another? We let the offense go. Healing comes. We hold on to offense. Healing doesn't come. You want to be healed? Don't hold on to the offense. Forgive your husband. Forgive your wife. Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister so the healing can flow. You have no right to get offended. You say, well, they did bad to me. I'm not going to let them go. You are blocking yourself. You know, children are quick to forgive. They don't hold. They quickly let go. Grown-ups sometimes take time. And some people, they say, I won't forgive you until I go under 6 foot. Well, if you go under 6 foot, you don't have any more chance. So you have to do it while you're still alive. If Jesus forgave, we should forgive too. If we want God to forgive us, we have to forgive. So, that's why God brought you to this healing school, to teach you those key things. If you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. I believe God wants me to really emphasize this. If the demon sees that you're still holding a grudge towards somebody, what is he going to do if there is sickness? He's going to use that poison to empower the infirmity. When God heals you, you want to keep the healing? Don't hold the bitterness, the unforgiveness. Some people wonder why they lose their healing. It's because of a few things like that. Others go back and do the same thing they used to do before. And others, one woman was healed from HIV, got totally cured her. And she went and slipped again and began to commit the sexual sin. And then she got, again, this virus, came back, somebody gave her the virus. But she was living in sin. And then this time she died. Something worse happened. You say, well, why didn't God heal her the second time? Well, we have to understand that some of these infirmities, God knows why, but I mean, my opinion, which I'm going to give, is probably God preferred to save her soul so she can go to heaven, amen? Instead of letting her live in a loose life where she'll end up going to hell. Because there's a point where you can become so much lazy in your fear of God that you've reached a point of no return. And once you reach a point of no return, it's too late. I'll talk about that in the next class. That's why the Bible sometimes the Bible sets an emphasis on that. God wants to heal and cure everybody, but we have to believe. So it's not only the physical healing, but also God wants to heal your emotions. And if you wound, your soul is wounded, your emotions, your mind, and your will is affected. This will affect other areas in your body. But sometimes the body is a signal that tells you that you need to fix your inner man so you can be healthy. Somebody say amen. So some of the physical sicknesses come from eating bad food, not eating the right way. Some of them come through, spread. You know, maybe there's an epidemic and it's spreading. But God can protect people and he protect them from all these kind of crazy things that are going on. I was in my country one time and people were getting sick by just shaking hands. You heard of the Ebola thing? Have you heard of Ebola? It spreads by handshake. You shake somebody's hand, you get Ebola and you die. They have to quarantine people. Everybody was scared. The president of our country said he don't shake nobody's hand. Only his wife. But you know, it was quarantined and put out. But I mean, you need God's protection because you don't know. Now, I'm not saying you should not shake your neighbor's hand. They got no Ebola. Clap to Jesus for that. They got the Holy Ghost. The last thing I want to say here before I finish is God, who works in mysterious ways, has given us an opportunity to walk in divine health. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. What does he do? Forgiveth all thy iniquity and healeth all thy what? Diseases. Iniquity brings disease. When iniquity is forgiven, disease is cut off. Did you hear that? Iniquities are the rebellions of our ancestors. We inherit them. When I talk about in the next workshop, I'll be talking about that, showing you how it works and how you can break out of it. When we not renounce these iniquities, some diseases will not go. That's why you see sometimes people come to a healing line and the healing will either come and not stand. Sometimes the healing may not even touch down. God wants to heal them, but they don't believe, or he's telling them, let the iniquity go, but they're still holding under the iniquity. So they have to disregard it. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. The Lord will take away from thee all sicknesses and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. And the Lord will take away from you all the sickness and none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knew, will he put upon you, but will lay them upon all who hate you. You've come to possess the land, not to possess the sickness. Can I hear amen to that? You hear of a new disease in town, it's not going to affect you. God's not going to allow it to come upon you. Somebody say hallelujah. There's a lot of things in media talks about new infirmities, this sickness, this, that. You could go crazy. Remember this scripture. Put it on your refrigerator. Take these scriptures, type them, you know, put them somewhere, print them out, do something. Put them around your house. Every time, confess the word. believe it. You read these scriptures, meditate upon them, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised with your next doctor's appointment. You'll be surprised. A woman came to a service in South Carolina. Her child, baby, had water in her brain. Big problem. I prayed for her and I said, God has healed your child. You're going to be surprised when you get home. When they got home, the child began to run for the first time and said, Jesus. For the first time. Began to run and said, Jesus, for what? For the first time. It happened just like that. That's why I like the childlike faith. Went to the hospital. You see that baby there in this newsletter? The leg was like this. But the feet, one was like this and the other one was like this. That's how the feet was. Your feet is supposed to be straight, but the feet was like. And the doctor said, this child is going to be crippled all their life. I said, no way, in Jesus' name. God fixed it. Glory to Jesus. They brought a baby one time to the service, and the baby could not breathe that up. The baby had tubes and was breathing like an engine. It was very scary. You would not like to see a little child suffering like that. I held that baby in my hand and began to pray. And the Lord changed the entire breathing system of the child. Does not need those tubes and the machines, whatever you call them. Now the child is cool. Last night the child came to church and was in the front row checking me out. I said, who's that guy there? Somebody said, hallelujah. Jesus cured that baby. No matter how young or old they are, God wants to fix it. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. But you have to believe to receive. You have to believe to experience. You have to believe to connect. The last thing I want to say, healing will not flow when you're afraid of the sickness. Forget it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Can we read this together? For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Wow. So do not be afraid of the sickness, because you have a sound mind. Fear the Lord, fear ye the Lord, and trust Him to keep you healthy.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.